This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Worldwide, COVID-19 cases have increased for the 9th straight week and deaths are up for the 6th week, according to the World Health Organization Director General. The COVID outbreak continues to ravage India. On Friday, the Indian Health Ministry said more than 414,000 new COVID cases had been reported in the previous 24 hours. Australians who were banned from entering their country if they had traveled to India will be allowed to return home starting on May 15th. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Friday, Australians will not, however, be allowed to board the repatriation flights out of India if they test positive for the coronavirus. European Union leaders and their large followings of diplomats and advisors are meeting today in Portugal for the start of 2 days of talks, sending a signal that they see the threat from COVID-19 on their continent as waning amid a quickening vaccine rollout. Their talks hope to repair some of the damage the coronavirus has caused in the bloc in such areas as welfare and employment. In a late addition to their agenda, EU leaders will also discuss the U.S. proposal to share the technology behind COVID-19 vaccines to help speed the end of the pandemic. Despite a slow start to its inoculation drive, the EU this week passed the milestone of 150 vaccinations and reckons it can reach what it calls sufficient community immunity in 2 months' time. The European Commission proposes relaxing restrictions on travel to the bloc this summer by remote. This is VOA News. Germany has rejected a U.S. proposal to waive the patents on COVID-19 vaccines, a move that could derail the proposal that needs unanimous approval from the World Trade Organization to pass. A spokesperson for Angela Merkel's government said the protection of the intellectual property is a source of innovation and must remain so in the future. The decision is up to the 164-member WTO, and if just one country, including Germany, votes against a waiver, the proposal will fail. Guatemalan disaster relief authorities remain on alert today due to a renewed activity that the Pacaya volcano, on Thursday showed some brief signs after one of the most extensive activity episodes in recent years. Disaster relief authorities said no communities are currently at risk of being affected by the new lava flow, but the direction of the flow is uncertain, so it is being kept under constant observation. Authorities say a police officer and 24 alleged criminals died Thursday during an operation by Rio de Janeiro's police targeting drug traffickers in a popular favela in the city's north side. According to the images shown on television, a police helicopter flew low over a working-class community as groups of heavily armed suspects escaped by leaping between the roofs of homes. Service on a nearby subway line was temporarily suspended due to the intense shooting taking place at the time of that operation. A senior U.S. State Department official said Thursday that the United States and Iran could reach an agreement on a path to resume compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal if Iran decides to do so, but that gaps remain. Speaking in a teleconference on the condition of anonymity, the official said, "Only time will tell because this is ultimately a matter of a political decision that needs to be made in Iran." U.S. officials returned to Vienna this week for a fourth round of indirect talks with Iran on how to resume compliance with the deal, which former President Donald Trump abandoned in 2018, prompting Iran to begin violating its terms of that agreement about a year later. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. We'll be right back.